Jim Stojak owns the Canyon Inn Bar and Pizzeria. Normally, his weekday afternoons would be spent there. But Monday, he was at the Holiday Justice Court, taking care of a parking ticket he says he received because he is being targeted by the Cottonwood Heights Police Department.
I have been followed home. My wife's been followed home. Trying to get in my house in the middle of the night. They're shining lights in my bedroom.
Yesterday, he was setting a court date to see a judge about a ticket he received in June after parking a few feet over the sidewalk. Stojak says he is making a fuss over the ticket because the same officer went to his neighbor a few minutes before writing the citation and told him to move his car because he didn't want to write him a ticket. Stojak says that is just one example of how he has been treated over the past few years, and he has a pretty good idea of why.
Well, they're building a $70 million resort behind us, and they don't have a storefront. And that is my concern. We found prints showing that this resort is there, and the Canyon and Porcupine and Lift House is now gone. I was never made privy to these plans.
David Larson owns the Lift House right next to the Canyon Inn. He is just as concerned as Stojak for his business and came to support him in court after witnessing the alleged harassment himself. He says lately Cottonwood Heights police officers have made it a habit to patrol the Porcupine and Canyon Inn parking lots near closing, pulling people over for just about any reason.
I mean, if you're going to look for DUIs, you're going to look from around a bar, and bars probably, but there should be a reason to pull people over. Not, you can't just pull somebody over because they left a business.
Cottonwood Heights Mayor Kelvin Cullimore says he agrees that officers shouldn't be pulling people over just for leaving a business, but he says that is not what is happening.
I guess once you start to believe you're under attack, you start imputing ill will to just about anything that happens. And so I don't know. I've had discussions with my police department. They know that they are to be very careful, that nothing they do comes across that way, but they are not to back off either from enforcing the law.
As for the impending development, Cullimore says nothing has been decided, but he says he has seen no plans that include deals to get rid of the Canyon Inn and its neighboring businesses.
There may have been plans in the past where a developer thought about buying out all those properties and developed a plan showing what it would look like if he did, but there's been nothing from the city on that.
The Cottonwood Heights Police Department wouldn't comment on the allegations of harassment against it. Today, the Salt Lake County Council will discuss whether to contribute property tax dollars for a parking garage at the mouth of Big Cottonwood Canyon as part of a community development area for the Canyon Center project. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.